WWA, W4NGU. Good morning, Sleeping Beauty. I tried to call you early this morning.
Up at 6 and went back to bed. Had a rough night.
I hope it's because you ate something that didn't agree with you and it's not somebody else in the family that was having a bad time.
Home health care nurse come by to help Teresa and didn't know what she was doing and left the valve in the off position for 9 hours. So Teresa wakes up in the middle of the night and says, I don't feel good. And so there we go. It started then.
Valve for the drain?
Yep.
Mistakes, but that's a critical care mistake, and that's pretty stupid. That's a triple check item.
She didn't know what the right position was, but anyway, it started before that. She couldn't get unscrew one end of it to flush with saline. And she even called the doctor and everybody else. Nobody could do anything, so I came on the scene and I had two pairs of pliers, and, you know, we knew, and the doctor said, now, go ahead and try, but if you break it, you got to go to the emergency room. Well, I said, Lord, I need this to work, and I got two pairs of pliers, and I got it off, and she was able to flush it, but then she left it in the wrong position, and we discovered it 9 hours later.
Teresa this morning, is she okay?
She's okay this morning, and a nurse is due in about 5 minutes. Hopefully one that knows more. But I tell you, Steve, you got to, I know you know with your wife in the medical profession, you got to advocate for yourself and watch out for yourself. There's nobody but people at the top know what they're doing.
Well, let me just tell you, bud, there are good people out there. There are some people out there that really know what they're doing. But they are getting few and far between. Now, you're absolutely right. When you go to a physician, you nail them down. And if you've got a physician that doesn't want to spend the time with you and ask and answer every question you have, then you need to move on. And you got to ask every question you can to get all the information you can so that you can, as you said, fend for yourself.
Makes it critical to have a spouse or family member around when you get old, because if you're laying in that bed by yourself, man, or you're a little bit hazy and can't really think for yourself, you got problems.
That right. And that's why I've told Sue, she takes such good care of me. I tell you what, I've already told her, I said, look, I'm 5 years older than you are. You got to live 10 years past me going on, and hopefully the kids will take care of you.
In another life, I used to work with mortality tables, and I don't know where they stand now, but used to be women had a 7-year advantage anyway.
Yep, I know what you mean. So, well, anyhow, so are you on your way in now, or are you still at home?
No, I thought I'd go in. They let me work at home when I want to, but I'm trying not to abuse any of that. I can, now that, you know, Ashlyn's home for right now, but she'll be in physical classes in dental hygiene at Tech, I think starting Monday. So she won't be able to hang around. So it'll be interesting.
It will. And I tell you what, I hope that doesn't amount to a severe setback for her.
It's in the Lord's hands, so we'll not worry about it. We'll let him worry about it.
Can't be in better hands, I'll tell you that right now. Well, guess what? Me and Wilcox, Bronkin, and maybe Langford are going over to the indoor range today. Gonna burn a little lead.
Well, that'll be fun. You going to Palmetto or somewhere else?
That bunch at Palmetto's got the big head. I tell you what, you got to stand in line just to get in the place. And something about standing in line to give somebody my money, I just don't deal with well. You know, if I'm going to give you my money, you're going to give me service. And, you know, it just, I don't need them. Now we're going over on Rutherford Road over to Shooter's Indoor Range.
Fun. And I kind of have that same philosophy about waiting, but times are different right now. This virus goes away, I'll probably get cocky again. But right now, I'm kind of tolerant of what happens because it's kind of out of their hands. Business owners, I'm saying.
Every respect for somebody that, you know, wants to obey the one person per 6 square foot area, but they're only allowing one in per 18 square feet. And they are distancing at something like 10 feet, and, you know. So, in other words, if normally they had let 30 people into the store, they're only letting 10 in.
They can't make a profit at 30%. Most of them can't make it at 50% of their former clientele, so it's just a bad situation.
Oh, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Well, and then you got folks like Bojangles that just won't even... Well, no, I take that back. Bojangles will let you in Bowling Springs. The mask Nazi affair proved that. But, you know, they still won't let you in the store at Inman.
I don't know the guy personally. I know his name that owns all 60, yes, 60... in the upstate in North Carolina. You'd think he'd be making that decision, but he must be leaving it to the local managers for some reason.
The thing I can figure, and I'll tell you something, some of that, you know, if corporate says you can go ahead and open up the dining room and you don't open up your dining room, I think that's just a case of a little bit of laziness.
I tell you, on especially on Saturdays, lined around the building and in the morning during drive time and all the business they do, can you imagine what that rascal makes owning 60 stores?
Imagine his payroll each month.
But he's got a lady, and she's a manager Nazi at this Bowling Springs store. I mean, she makes them march around, and she's... You know which one I mean, don't you? With a big, gruff voice and everything, loud.
Oh, yeah. Well, remember, I encountered her over there when we tried to eat lunch.
I didn't know she was the one that told you you had to have a mask. I didn't know it was her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Large and in charge. And obnoxious about it.
In that food business, those kids will... run over you, and the store won't be run right if you don't have somebody like her. I bet the owner loves her.
Yeah, but that doesn't translate to your customers now. You know, if she had come to me and said, sir, corporate has made some rules that we can't serve you without a mask on. We'll give you a mask. Well, I'd have cooperated just fine. But the way she approached me, no, thank you.
Well, anyhow, you know, we talked about was it going to rain this week. I'm driving under clear skies with just a few clouds. It's beautiful, but like I said, this morning, chances of rain all the way through the weekend.
Yeah, it's supposed to set in this afternoon and this evening. And, shoot, you know, I left my golf cart out last night and my radio's hooked up. And, son, about one, when I went to bed, it was absolutely pilot severe clear. But along about 1 o'clock, it had clouded up and was lightning popping and just jumping, and I thought the bottom was going to drop out. And then I got up this morning, and we didn't have a drop.
Not at all. It dumped on us about that time. KZ for you.
Hey, Tom.
Tom. Well, you know what? We didn't get a drop over there where we were, bud. And you're what? 6 or 7 miles apart?
Well, the crow flies, we might be 3 to 4.
About last night, about 1 a.m., that storm come through there?
Well, I saw it. It was ugly. It probably dropped. I'm almost positive we got somewhere between 3/4 and an inch of rain there in about 45 minutes. It just whoosh, and then it was gone.
Wow, and we didn't get a drop.
No, we didn't get a drop. Where you been, Tom?
Where you been?
Somebody trying to break, go ahead. Was that somebody with distorted audio?
I couldn't tell what that was, but you know what? We had a bunch of it come in on the net last night, and the only time it did it was when W4DJW was trying to do a portion of the call, and then it went away and didn't come back.
What? How's your lady friend doing, Tom?
Fine. She's making daddy some money.
Baby. Both.
Just started a new job Monday, her full-time job. She used to work at Kaysen selling landscaping construction material. And now she works for Landscaping Supply. That's her full-time job. And her nighttime job, she works at the gun shop. It's where she is a field a range officer and CWP instructor and basic firearm instructor.
Bring it in.
Marry that girl, boy.
Or I'll turn around and come smack you in the mouth.
About that, Phil. The boys pulled the golden ticket. And... Never look a gift horse in the mouth, I always say.
Somebody's got some kind of problem trying to get in with no audio. This is W4NGU.
K4VWA. Yeah, there's a few people out there that just don't seem to realize you talk into it after you push that little button.
Hi.
I signed up for Shelby in 1 year last year, but it's coming up. You going?
Yeah.
Heard the Shelby Ham Fest is not going to be held this year. Or is it?
I have no idea. And even if they did, I'm not sure I'd go.
You can get some good bargains, but I just like to buy new stuff from DX Engineering or somebody like that.
Yeah. Well, now, are they supposed to be at those shows or at Shelby? Because they weren't last year. Tom, was DX there last year? Do they generally come?
So when Whiskey 4 Echo Yankee came to pick me up last year, took me up there, and then the next day I went with you guys, that is the only 2 times I've ever been to Shelby.
Me and you and who else?
Kevin? It wasn't Kevin. Who was it?
For CBA, David Cole.
Affirmative, it was David.
That's right. David Cole went with us. I think there was a fourth, wasn't there?
I don't remember what I had for breakfast this morning. You're asking me to remember something that happened last year?
Well, all right, so the next big question. Were you all that impressed with Shelby last year?
I'd never been before. It was all right. Honestly, it really wasn't my cup of tea. I love Setco, and I've never been down to, Stone Mountain, the one there in Georgia. I'd like to go to it sometime. but yeah, I wasn't really didn't really trip my trigger up at Shelby.
Hey, Phil. Basically, Tom and I were not impressed with Shelby last year. How long has it been since you've been to Shelby?
4 years. It's just usually so hot. It's just not much fun.
Well, from what everybody had told me, I guess I was just had it built up in my head, but I was just kind of disappointed over it. But if you want to go, if you want to go, we'll, you know, if they have it, we'll ride up there. I wouldn't mind going down to Stone Mountain like Tom was talking about. Tom, would you go to Stone Mountain if we put a little trip together and they have it?
Heartbeat, but the last I heard, both of those were canceled, Shelby and Stone Mountain.
That makes sense. Everybody's canceling everything these days. Is Stone Mountain outside?
I've never been.
Matter either way, because it is canceled, you see. Well, anyhow, we'll just have to wait for things to come out the other side. And I guess they just postponed the Indianapolis 500. They're going to run into the Kansas or try to come in there. Come on in, contact.
I think that's Intermod. It seems like he's talking to somebody else. He came in on top of you, Steve, and was talking, and I don't think that's somebody trying to get into this frequency.
You know what? There has been a good bit of that going on recently. Propagation is just doing real good, and I know for a fact that we've been getting some QRM from another repeater.
I wouldn't think it would have anything to do with propagation. I think it's 15 repeaters within 10 feet of each other, that kind of thing.
How about crosstalking on the frequencies? Okay, well, what's up there besides Blue Ridge?
I don't know. Probably a lot of stuff. If you're on Parris Mountain, it's what is it up there. I don't know how those guys keep as much intermod out of those machines as they do. Seemed like there were 27 repeaters on back in the day on Parris Mountain.
And, you know, hey, did they ever take the old fire tower down?
I don't know.
Make a nice little repeater tower.
It sure would. I just went over, flipped over really quick, and 349-4 is down. It's been down for a week. I don't know what's going on. I notified them, and they weren't aware of it. Of course, it's used so seldom. But maybe something blew up on it.
We got popped by some lightning. I tell you that, you know, we've had an abundance of lightning recently.
I've been working some DX Mobile. You heard about that?
MG. That's just dangerous. I've rode with him. I see how he drives. I can't imagine him trying to work DX while driving. Oh, you might have to start sending out signals and let me know when you're leaving and where you're going so I can stay away from you. KZ4M.
No, hey, let me tell you what. If I'm DXing on that truck radio, I'm not moving. I ain't about to try to spin that little dial while I'm driving down the road. That's too much.
Never really wanted the HF radio in the vehicle.
Well, we got a Greer Club member that works CW in the car.
I can't work CW, and I wouldn't want to try to do HF while I was a mobile anyway.
Say something, Steve.
I can't imagine somebody trying to do CW while riding down the road. That's just, I don't know. in my mind, that's just a little bit irresponsible. You cannot concentrate that good on both, on two things at the same time.
Well, I'm not saying it's mobile in motion, but he's set up to do it in the car.
Well, that would be fine, you know, because, hey, what I want to do here pretty soon, if North Carolina opens up and, you know, parks open up the way they should be, I'm going to ride up to the top of Mount Mitchell and see what I can do with DX from my truck up there. At the gray line, right at dark, shoot, man, that thing ought to jump out around the world.
I bet your friend's having a lot of fun at his heights and a nice antenna and full power. I hadn't talked to Fred in a good while.
He did the antenna party with over in Roslyn, right?
Roger. Good morning, Steve.
Got a call. I'll be right back in there with you in a minute. I'll be on standby.
I'm just traveling down Wade Hampton, heading toward the hospital.
Far from school. So I'm glad you popped in there. Though I heard you on yesterday.
I'm on when I'm mobile, sometimes. I'll tell you, the new setup that they've got, I don't care for. Last week when I was working, it was irritating getting in the car and going to work at 6 o'clock in the morning and hearing the computer automate somebody checking in for the 9 o'clock net that night. You know, I understand why they want people to be able to do it, but they should broadcast that automated like that.
Talk to y'all last night inadvertently, and somebody checked in for the net tonight at about 5:50.
And that's what was happening every morning. 6 o'clock, boom. There's the check-in. I'm like, that's just irritating. And, you know, not just in the morning, but whenever they do it. And I'm not saying they shouldn't allow people to do it. I'm just saying I don't really want to hear it. The automated voice come on and check somebody in.
Well, when you check in that far ahead, 15 hours ahead, you don't know if you're going to be available at the net that night.
Me announcing it, that's basically only for that one person anyway. So, I mean, if you want to hear your name called out, send in an announcement or something, you know?
So they were trying to get remote capability to make the mic gain go up and down and the squelch and just do all kind of adjustments. So I guess by now they've gotten all that worked out. And so that'll be nice. Don't have to run up there to do a lot of common adjustments.
Okay. So you heading up to God's country this morning, huh?
Yeah, I'm on Highway 11, just about to pass the vineyard. I wonder if that guy's going to make it. Some of those plants he puts out, they regularly
pull
it in. And I don't know if he's going to make it in all that red mud or not. Do grapes grow in that kind of soil?
I don't know if he's planning on bringing in topsoil or what the deal is, but, you know, good luck to him.
He paid a lot of money for those big, beautiful silver tanks he had out there. Of course, now they're enclosed. You can't see them. But I looked up on the name of those things, and they are, he's got some quality hardware. He spent a bunch of money.
Hey, I'm back.
To me or not, but I'm on the station of Wade Hampton right here. If you're still around and you can hear me, I will be back in just a few minutes as soon as I can get out of this chat.
Hey.
Some good eating the other night. Real good.
Well, good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I hope Teresa enjoyed it. Yeah, what was y'all talking about tank? What was you and Tom talking about tanks?
Oh, on Highway 11, that guy that's trying to start a vineyard, he spent a bunch of money on those big giant silver tanks.
Mercy, and if it's a vineyard, those tanks are probably stainless steel, which cost him a boatload of cash.
In company, so he had them shipped over here. But everything he seems to put out that you can see from the road withers up and dies.
A lot of times those vineyards grow one type of grape, and then they'll ship in other different types of grapes for their blend. So they're not growing all the grapes that they use there on site. And then that way they can probably pretty much make whatever type of wine they want to. They ship a lot of grapes in. They don't grow all of them there. Matter of fact, there's one vineyard up here in western North Carolina. They don't even grow grapes. They just have them shipped in and they do their wine from that.
Huh. Well, seems like there'd be in that, I don't even drink, but seems like there'd be a lot of people in that business for competition. So he must feel like he has some edge if he's going to make a go of it.
There's a lot of risk in that. And, you know, for every $20 bottle of wine, there's 10 $8 bottles of wine. And the competition to get your label up to that $20 level is really, really, really stiff.
Beginning to shape up. It's for a long time it's just been a big red mud hole. You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
On Highway 11. Where on Highway 11?
See here. I'm just about to pass the junction of 101 and 11. And it's down here on the right with me headed towards school. I guess I'm roughly west.
Oh, yeah, I think I know where you're talking about. Now, that guy is in on the very, very, very front end. He's just getting started real good.
Yeah, all right. But, well, listen, I'm about where I need to go, and don't want to leave y'all super quick, so I guess I'll sign off and... You have a good day, Steve. Glad I caught you, even though it's a little bit later than our normal drive time. W4, never give up. Listening for your final.
573's Bill, and give me a holler next time you want to go to lunch, bud. I've pretty much got nothing going the rest of the week except working in my man cave, so... yeah, good one. Be safe out there. And I'll talk to you a little bit later. N4NGU, KN4VWA, I'm clear. And whenever Tom gets back, KZ4M, I'm hanging around.
Up through the shadow, I just didn't want to interrupt you guys. KZ4M.
But I'm sitting over here in Boiling Springs now, and I'm going to wait around until 10 o'clock to go into the AT&T store. I'll tell you what, they're about to send me my third phone that does not work.
Don't they just make you mad?
I bought what's called a Samsung A71 5G. It's a 5G phone, and the long and the short of it, it works just great. It's a good phone, except it just will not voice search. And while I'm riding down the road trying to find an address or find information on a place that I'm going, that's kind of an essential thing for me. So, you know, it's got to work or the phone goes back. And I'm about to receive my third phone. And I'm pretty sure that the phone has an issue because it's all over the internet that it's got a problem. And after the third one, the manager over there says he's pretty much assured that he can get me an upgrade. So I might just wind up with a S25G. That's a $1,400 phone, man.
Well, I had a salesperson in the store. Just kept on and on and on and on, and finally sold me on one of the Google Pixel 2 XLs. And I'll tell you right now, that thing took some of the best pictures, but was the biggest POS when it comes to being a phone. And I went through three of them before I went back and said, I don't care what kind of contract. No, you want to change this out. And they finally gave me a whole different phone.
I went over to AT&T was because I bought this phone from AT&T for $300, which was half off. And I went to Verizon and told them, said, look, you know, I can get the phone over there for the $300, and you're charging me $6.99 for it. I'm not paying that. Now, what can you do to make this a better situation? And they just, the lady in the store just says, well, there ain't nothing I can do. I said, well, good, you just lost the number. I'm going to port it over to AT&T then. So, because of the phone, that may not have been the best decision, but I'm dealing with it.
Boycotting AT&T right now until they actually bring broadband to the house. I've had it. For 18 years, they've been telling me it was coming, it was coming, it was coming. I'm like, good Lord. Come on, give me a break.
The rest of the story on the Verizon. I got a text message yesterday that said they'd do me the S25G for half price. That's about $5.99. Called them up, told them. Last night, I said, you know, you're a little bit day late and a dollar short. You're fixing to lose the rest of the numbers, too.
How's it going to Shooters?
You gonna go?
Not working.
There with you, bud. Try that one more time.
With you, but I can. I'm working today.
On the roads, okay. All right. Well, we going over about 1:30.
Happened? When did you all change your plans and decide to go to Sharpshooters instead of going to Gun Shop?
I mean, it ain't nothing against the Gun Shop. I've just got some 9mm lead that I need to discharge. And I've also got a 45 long Colt gunslinger's pistol that I wanted to shoot, and it's all loaded with lead, and they won't let you shoot lead at the gun shop.
No, there's certain steel cartridges you can't shoot.
No, I called down there and confirmed they will not let you shoot any lead rounds at the gun shop in Simpsonville.
I'll let you think that, but I'm telling you, you're wrong.
Well, I'm telling you I'm right because I called down there and double-checked with them because they are cheaper than the shooter's place over on Rutherford Road because that, you know, I wanted to go down to the gun shop. But they, my buddy I'm going with, he says, well, they won't let you shoot leads. I said, come on. And so I called down there and verified that.
Misunderstood or you got somebody that misunderstood you. Because Sharon works there, and I'm there all the time.
It's hard to misunderstand somebody when they say, "When can I shoot my lead rounds there?" And they said, no, it has to be brass jacketed, and it can't be steel. So, I'm just telling you what they told me.
Roger. Well, I'm getting ready to lose you because I'm getting ready to circle around here and pull up to the dock underneath the hospital, so I won't be able to get out. So you guys have fun. Fire a couple downrange for me, and I'll talk to you a little bit later. I've got to go up here and pick up supplies and then head towards Columbia. I'll be clear on your final, bud. Y'all have fun and be safe. KZ for him.
4 a.m. Try to behave yourself today, Tom. I'll talk to you a little bit later. Listen, you're going to have to get loose and go with us one time or so. You know, go make a little noise. So, all right, KZ4M, KN4, VWA, clear and listening.